I'm here with Jean Blaney. She's the recreation director in the town of Rockland, and Allison Lee Phipps. She is the market manager and event coordinator. Great to see you farmerettes back in the studio here from last year, because when you were describing what was going on, it sounded like a party every weekend in Rockland filled with lots of food, fun, and entertainment.
That's right.
And you're back.
Where the party's going.
That's right. It's awesome. And the farmer's market, the Rockland Farmer's Market, the first date was, I believe, this weekend.
This past weekend, yeah.
That's awesome. And is it every other Saturday?
It's every other Saturday until Labor Day, and then we take a week off and start again until October 22nd.
Okay, now Allison, if people have never been to this before, I think they would be really impressed, because it's not just, oh, swing by and buy cucumbers. It's like an event. Tell me a little bit more about it.
Yeah, so the idea was to create a better supply food chain for the community, and have, you know, a way to get local produce. And then we quickly learned the first day, when 1,200 people showed up at once, that the community just wanted to get together. So we have kind of just rolled it into what do they want and what is fun. And we've just, you know, we're welcome to new ideas, but we have, we've added a bunch more stuff. We have live music this year and the food trucks and different events. We have a petting zoo on the 9th of July. So there's a lot of stuff coming up this year.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, Jean Blaney, you are busy as the recreation director in the town of Rockland. Mm-hmm. This must be a joy to be involved with something like this.
The joy is Allison, because she takes the ball and she just runs with it. It is. No, in all seriousness, it's great. We're not an ocean community, so trying to create a destination, we feel that the farmer's market is really that. It's a destination to go to in Rockland, and it's a place to start. We have a great artist community, so it's almost like a little gateway into the world of our artist community. So we're very excited about it. It's bigger and better. Allison's done amazing things with it this year. And we both call each other spinny heads, because we're always trying to think of new.
I noticed there was a little bit of motion here.
Yes, we still try to think of new and interesting ideas for the public.
If people have never been there, it's at Hart Suff Park. Where is that in Rockland?
So it's 146 Hingham Street is the address, and forgive me, I don't know the exit, but it's the Home Depot exit.
That's the old exit 14. one of the 30 somethings now.
I'll never
old exit
14. So it's the old exit 14, but it's the Home Depot exit. And as you come off the exit, you take a right, you keep going straight, and Allison has a sign out there. There's also a Hart Suff Park sign. So we hope to improve the sign so it's a little bit more visible, but that's where we are for now.
And that's also for people that don't know that area well, that's Route 228, same road as that.
Correct. Yes.
Now, it's on Saturdays. What time do you open? What time do you close?
It's from 4 to 12.
Mean 12 to 4?
I'm sorry, 12 to 4. That would be a long time. Yeah, 12 to 4. Just because obviously it's a little bit more relaxed. We have more things going on, so it's not a morning market where you're in and out, you know.
Now tell me what the hive is.
So
is that
hive,
like a big gathering of bees?
Exactly. It's a gathering of the community, of our, you know, busy lives, to come and break bread and be. It's more of an inclusive community. So next market, the 25th of June, we have Untold Brewing is going to be there with us, but we also serve mocktails. So that those are, you know, refreshing, you know, drinks that have no alcohol in them.
Mm-hmm.
Last time, I think there's a new one coming up. I'll get that recipe out soon. But the last one was called the watermelon nojito mocktail, and it had a big ball of watermelon in it with mint. It was very refreshing. So we have the food trucks in there and cornhole, and it's just a gathering place. Live music is played for everybody to come and relax and break bread together.
This is amazing. You've got farmers, you've got artisans, local breweries, live music, local meat, honey, all kinds of vendors, arts, games, young entrepreneurs. This really sounds like to sound very 60s, but like a real happening place. Is there a website or a Facebook page that people can go to find out more about everything?
So our social medias are probably the best way to find out what's happening. I will be making a page on the Rockland Rec website shortly. I think our handle is, it's Rockland Markets, Rockland 023370 market. At Instagram, and it's Rockland Farmers Market on Facebook.
And Jean Blaney, what's the number of the recreation department? Let's say somebody wants to join in, be a vendor, bring a food truck. What's the best contact for you?
So our phone number is 781-871-1730. And if there's any questions, we usually are able to answer them, and we can get messages to Allison, or hopefully you can reach her live. At that number.
Okay, that's awesome. And give me this is a save the date, October 1st. What's happening October 1st?
Yeah, that's our fall festival date. We've cleared it with the town. So we're very excited, and we'll be starting the planning very soon for October 1st. Actually, to be truthful, we've already started planning. So
yes. Absolutely, and we're going to have you back in here to talk a little bit more as we get towards that.
Sure.
One other thing I want to mention that you're getting involved with is Summer Fun. Explorers, Teen Adventure, and Chipmunks. What's that all about?
So that's our summer program at Hartsuff Park. It's actually, I think, since the 60s we've had this program going on. And it's 8 weeks of Summer Fun for kids. They're there from 9 to 3. They go swimming. They play. It's old school. No electronics.
Do you have an adult class? Because I would sign up for that.
That's the farmer's market.
That's next.
Okay.
It's all at the same location.
Okay. As long as you got a splash pad, I'm with you.
We do.
And that's rocklandrec.org. Allison, what's your favorite part about the Rockland Farmers Market?
Honestly, it's bringing the artist out, I think. We have the Sandpaper Factory in town, and there's a ton of artists and makers. And, you know, we're really an athletic town, and we've known for that. Mm-hmm. But in the background, we have some really serious artists that come through. So it's nice to highlight like that, and to just bring the heart of Rockland back together to get again to just enjoy some time. You know, food trucks and all that brings everybody there. And you know, you end up seeing somebody that you haven't seen in 20 years, or that, you know, see somebody's kids who are now old enough to hang out with you in the Hive. And it's a community.
That's awesome, Jean. What's your favorite part of this whole farmer's market?
I think just bringing the community together. I always bump into somebody, like Allison said, I always bump into somebody I don't know, and I've actually met high school classmates that I didn't even know lived in Rockland.
Yeah.
I've bumped into them before, too.
This is terrific. Again, the Rockland Farmers Market, you're every other Saturday. The next one's coming up on the 25th. Hartsuff Park, that's 146 Hingham Street, which is the same as Route 228 in Rockland, Mass., and it's from 12 to 4 p.m. This sounds wonderful. And a shout-out, too. I still remember last year how good those Willow Tree donuts were that you brought.
Yes,
those were
very
delicious.
Good. You can find them in Rockland too.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us today. Make sure you check out the Rockland Farmers Market. I'm Christine James.